Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Yeah. Hey, we also want to give a massive shout out. We are going to be doing, coming up shortly, our own little story time, because who knew people would have a problem with same-sex kids' books being seen anywhere?
Oh, dear. Well,
we'll try to figure out what to call it, weren't
instead
we?
Of drag story time where a drag queen reads the stories, I thought we could be a lag story time because I'm lesbian and you're gay.
Which was nice. But then Kermy came up with something so much better.
Who needs a library bag when you can have a quilt bag?
Yeah, so the Q quilt bag, Q-U-I-L-T-B-A-G, that acronym, the Q is for queer and questioning, the I is for intersex, the L is for lesbian, the T
well,
is
Well, you missed the U.
What was the U?
U is for undecided.
Undecided, sorry. The T is for transgender, the B is for bisexual, the A is for allies or asexual, and the G is for gay.
And genderqueer.
And genderqueer. And you know what? You've got it on the computer.
Yes,
I'm trying
I
to
do.
Remember off my mind. That's the difference. You know what? This blows my mind. This made me so happy. So we have decided, instead of lag story time, that our story time segment is going to be called
Quilt Bag Story Time.
Quilt Bag Story Time. Thank you very much, Kermy. That is absolutely brilliant.
So we'll be pulling a book out of our quilt bag and discussing the positive stories around our LGBTQIA plus community.
So who needs a library bag when you've got a quilt bag with Joy Breakfast?
It's time to get back into some music before we touch on our first book review.
Mm-hmm. That always brings me joy. That's my nieces and nephews shouting out to us with their own little sting.
Well, it's perfect that they're right here with us right now in heart, not in physicality,
yeah.
Because we are starting our quilt bag story time.
Yeah, that's right. On Joy Brekkie, we're doing quilt bag story time, sharing stories showing same-sex parents, same-sex families, because apparently some people don't like that. And you know what? When something gets banned somewhere else, we're always going to talk about it here on the show, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And not just talk about it, we're going to encourage it, and we're going to do it more and more and more and more and more.
And more. And the one we're starting with today is one that Rach and I both love. It's a storybook called And Tango Makes Three.
And it's a true story, y'all. Mm-hmm. It is real.
It's by Justin Richardson and Peter Parnell, and it's illustrated by Henry Cole. And if you don't know this story, it's absolutely really beautiful. As Rach should say, it's a true story.
Now, it's based on the penguins in the New York Zoo, mm-hmm. and they were two male penguins, and they just wanted a family of their own, and they kept adopting rocks.
Yeah, so when penguins get together and kind of, one penguin has to sit on the egg surrounded by rocks and gather them, they gather them into a circle, don't they? That's what the book shows me. The book shows me they get together the pile of rocks. I realise
I've make
got
the book. To make a nest.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there was never any egg in their rocks, so they'd sit on empty rocks.
Yeah, well, they were trying to lay an egg, but they couldn't because they don't have the bits.
Yeah, well, they don't have the bits exactly. They're a same-sex couple, a same-sex penguin couple. So one of the zookeepers decided to do something about that.
And let them adopt an egg that another penguin didn't seem too interested in raising herself.
So one day there was this egg sitting in the middle of their nest, and the way the illustrations in the book show it is really beautiful. And it was suddenly there, and how much they, like everyone else, are patiently sitting and sharing time to sit on the egg and make sure that everything's nice and warm and everything's okay. It's really beautiful and lovely.
Well, penguins are one of those animals that kind of mate for life, right? And so they stay with their partner, and it's a very collaborative effort to raise an egg. Yeah. What, like, get it to hatch, hatching point.
Yeah, and these two penguins, they're called Roy and Silo. And what happens is that their child is born, and the child is called Tango, because the title is...
And Tango makes three.
Yeah, and suddenly there's a family there that gets to celebrate together in the penguin habitat, just like all the other families. And it's really, really beautiful.
It is such a wholesome story. It is a true story. And it just shows that it's love that makes a family. Any penguin can raise an egg into a baby penguin, and so can people.
I want to read a little snippet towards the end that's in it, which I really love. At night, the three penguins return to their nest because everyone's out doing their thing and people are watching them in the penguin habitat, but we'll not get into that. They snuggled together, and like all the other penguins in the penguin house and all the other animals in the zoo and all the other families in the big city around them, they went to sleep.
No.
And it's such a beautiful thing to see. And one of the things I love about this, it shows that no matter if you're made up of two dads or two mums, no matter what your family structure looks like, we're all family.
Exactly. And that brings us to the perfect point that next Wednesday is International Families Day, and we're going to celebrate families of all types, sizes, shapes, appearances, including chosen family, which is a really important part of family for us.
So you're going to be seeing us share on our socials, putting call outs to all of you, or talking about it here on air. We want to spend the start to our day on Wednesday, Joy Breakfast, celebrating the many different shapes, sizes, and love that makes a family.
Coming up soon, though, we are going to join our drag family with Brenda Brest. We are talking all things Frankston Southside Festival. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.